The first scripture lesson is from 1 John chapter 2. Now by this we may be sure that we know Christ, if we obey his commandments. Whoever says, I have come to know him, but does not obey his commandments, is a liar, and in such a person the truth does not exist. But whoever obeys his word, truly in this person the love of God has reached perfection. By this we may be sure that we are in him. Whoever says, I know Christ, ought to live the kind of life he did. And from the Gospel of John, chapter 13. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. If you have love for one another, this is the word of God for the people of God.
We went to two counties in Kentucky this year. Worked on 13 homes. It included, this is really rare, close to, I think, 28 to 30 children. They always want houses with children, and it sounds really fun until you get there. Because then they're under your feet, and they're everywhere, and you go to get your hammer, and it's gone. And just, you know, they eat your chips, you know. No, really. We did all kinds of work. Had a lot of rain, played a lot of basketball, met some people from North Carolina and Tennessee to work with. This was 35 years, as you probably have heard, for our church. I want to show you something. We received from the president and CEO of ASP this certificate of appreciation for 35 years of service to the families of ASP. I think that's very significant. We won't remember all the work we did, but I remember all my families in my 33 years. Now, the president and CEO he went to the wrong place. So I didn't get to receive this, but my friends at the other center received it for us. And we'll be hanging that in an appropriate place. He wanted to be here today, actually. I think just to apologize to me because he went to the wrong center. But I've forgiven him. He does have some pretty serious family emergencies. And so next time Walter comes, we'll introduce him to you. I just do want to thank you all. We understand that we could never pull this off by ourselves. We need your prayers, your encouragement, your support. The adults who choose to come with us are some of the best people I know, and they do a great job leading the kids. This year we took 18 college students. That's like a record. And I think that's just a testimony to this project and how it helps them put their faith into action and to stay connected in a big way to the church and to service. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for supporting our auction, which is our main fundraiser. We need you to do this. We go representing you. We did have we were not without incident this year. But I think all of our kids handled it. It was through no fault of our own. It was just something we had to deal with. And they handled it with such amazing maturity. You just would be so proud of these kids. And as Steve Collier said at 9:30, thanks to the parents who raise such amazing kids and then trust them to us to take them away and put them under a house and put them up on a roof and take care of them. So thank you all. Just a word that our theme this year was based on that 1 John text, which basically said, if you really want an intimate relationship with Christ, which should be our goal as disciples, the most intimate relationship can be developed by living the way Christ lived. And that is what ASP gives us the opportunity to do, actually any service that we do here. And so it helps us become better people, stronger people, and true servants of Jesus Christ. So we have a couple of stories. You guys come up. Oh, you're here. Good. we have plenty of stories. There's about 500 more slides in Fellowship Hall. And so we encourage you to go over there. I think there's food, too. A lot of food after this. So we have this morning two of our finest. One's first timer and the other went for the fourth time. So I'll let you hear their their stories.
Hi, my name is Sora Phillips, and this is my first trip on ASP. I always knew about it from my brothers and from my friends at MYF, always talking about it. And as everyone says, my week was amazing. My crew worked for a sweet older lady named Emma Jean. Her husband had died, and her grown children had moved away, and she only saw her children every once in a while. She was really quiet and sort of kept to herself a lot. We found out this was probably because she had a lot of recent loss in her life, and she was grieving. Emma Jean seemed very appreciative of our work and of us just being there. She would set up fans and let us cool off and just give us brownies and stuff. And one day we were cleaning up some tile. We were taking out some tile to lay down some new tile, and we ran out of trash bags. So we told her we put it all in a corner, and we told her we'd get it up the next day. But when we got there the next day, all the tiles were sweeped up, and Emma Jean had sweeped them up for us, which is, we really appreciated that. And Emma Jean's house, like many Appalachian houses, was right next to a hill. And when it rained, the water would come from the hill and go under her house and rot out the floors. So we built a retaining wall to keep the water from going under her house and go around her house instead. And on her back door, the only way out was a room that only had a plank going across it. It was really dangerous for Emma Jean. So we built her a new floor and put tile down there, and it made her much easier for her to navigate her own home. My own story, though, centered around a birdhouse. Emma Jean had several birdhouses, but this one stood out, and it was falling apart on top of this hill. And it was really special to her because her husband had made it and given it to her right before he died. And because it was up on this hill, she couldn't go up and fix it. So Drew Domshek and I decided that we were going to go and fix it for her. And so I climbed up on the hill to retrieve the birdhouse, and we kept this project a secret for the whole week. At the end of the week, our crew gave different gifts to Emma Jean, including the house pillow that the church sent with us. And we also presented a Bible with verses and notes inside. When Emma Jean read, "May the Lord bless you and keep you," our MYF benediction, she started to cry. We also gave her a birthday party with cupcakes, and when it was my turn to give her the new birdhouse, she started to cry again, and we gave it to her. We didn't paint it because we knew that she loved to paint, so we were hoping that she would paint it for us, and hopefully someone after us will put it back up on the hill for her. Of course, she hugged us all and cried some more. She told us, "You were all my family." Miss Lee asked me exactly why I wanted to rebuild this birdhouse. I think the answer is it just felt very important and a very special thing to do for this awesome lady, especially since at this time she seemed so sad. We just knew it would mean a lot to her. So it was worth all the free time we used to fix it. All of this taught me a few things. One, it is important to really listen to people. In this case, listening gave us the idea of this very special gift. This week on ASP reminded me of the need to be sensitive to other people's situations, such as why people are acting the way they are. It might just be something that they're going through, and it makes a difference to be sensitive to people. I also learned the importance of being genuine, and not just with some people, but with everyone. I had a fantastic week on ASP, and I definitely plan on going next year.
My name is Jay Syke. This is my fourth year going, and I was lucky enough to be part of Calicrew. Between Rick, Jane, Pierce, Alexa, and myself, we had the perfect mix of comedy, intelligence, good looks, and charisma. We pulled up to our work site, and out of that trailer walked out a beautiful woman, Gail, and her four beautiful children. They were all anxious to meet the new group that was going to help make their home warmer, safer, and drier. We met the spunky 10-year-old Marissa, the goofy 7-year-old Jordan, the timid, bright-eyed 6-year-old Daniel, and the adorable, loving 10-month-old Jackson. Right off the bat, Marissa was talking about herself, asking us questions, and showing us how sassy she could be. while Jordan and Daniel shyly escaped back to their new bikes. After a few minutes of talking, it was time to begin our work. We had several jobs that week, from wrapping and digging holes outside the house to replacing headers and water heaters inside. With a lot of hard work and plenty of play, Thursday already had come and gone, and we were down to our last day. We all woke up that Friday, anxious to spend our final day with the family we grew so close to so quickly. That's when we got the news. Due to complications in the house next door, we were told we weren't going to be able to go back to our house. We wouldn't be allowed to see our family, and we wouldn't be able to say goodbye. My crew and I got into our truck with our heads down. We were told that everything happens for a reason, and that it's all part of God's plan. But I couldn't imagine that any good was going to come out of this situation. My new friends were ripped from my grasp, never to be seen again, simply because someone else was making a poor decision. It felt unfair. It felt like everything was against us. It felt like our purpose for being 10 hours away from home was gone. We pulled up to our new worksite, trying to find the right mindset to make the best of our situation. We walked up to the house and were happy to see the smiling faces of an older couple. They were immediately grateful, and we began to feel at home like we never thought we could. A few of us stumbled upon work inside of the first room in the house. Inside of this room hung picture after picture, each representing a part of this couple's Christian faith. There were a couple pictures that truly stood out to me. The first was a piece of wood with one of my favorite stories on it, Footprints in the Sand. For those of you that aren't familiar, it's basically about a man walking on a beach beside Jesus. As he's walking, he notices that when things are going well for him, both his and Jesus' footprints drag behind him. However, when he's in a time of need, he sees only one pair of footprints, which he believes to be his own. Jesus tells him that he only sees one pair of footprints when the man is struggling in his life, because Jesus has lifted him, making the man's burden lighter and leaving just one pair of footprints. The second one was very familiar and close to home. The picture hanging right beside the other had the words, "May the Lord bless you, keep you, and give you peace." This is a verse from the Bible and the very thing that MYF says after every single one of our meetings. Seeing these pictures shine a new light on not only what ASP is about, but also what it means to be a Christian and follow in the footsteps of Jesus. In just 1 week, my eyes were opened to one of Jesus' most important lessons. I realized that it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, rich, poor, live in the suburbs of Sorrento Park or the mountains of Kentucky. The one thing that will always be there for us and bring us together is our faith. I was finally able to understand what it means to be a Christian. It's not just a title we're given as we walk through the church doors every Sunday. It's a way of connecting with people you never thought you would and helping all those around you through the hands of God.